The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like this teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite. Remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. The Gospel of the Lord. And so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, tiny little thought for you for the day. I've spoken about this parable before, especially what comes at the end. I've spoken about hypocrisy, and I've spoken about judgment, and even about what it means to remove the wooden beam from your own eye. But I've never before spoken about the beginning of this parable, when Jesus says, can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? Okay, so tiny little thought for you today about that. A little word about faith and the difference that faith makes. A little allegory I once heard might help you understand the difference that faith makes. Imagine for a moment that you have a brother who's in the military, and they've been deployed to Afghanistan. Word gets back to you that your brother has been captured by the Taliban. No one knows where he is. No one knows how he's doing. No one knows if he's even alive or dead. You worry, you fret, you pray, you can't sleep at night. And suddenly, one day, a soldier comes up to you and says, I've got great news for you. I was in Afghanistan. I was captured by the Taliban as well. I was with your brother in prison. I've got great news. Your brother's doing fine. He's going to be released, and he's going to be okay. He's going to come home just like I have. Everything's going to be fine. What difference would that make in your life? That news would make all the difference in your life. You'd be grateful, you'd be joyful, you'd be able to sleep at night. It would make all the difference in your life. And why? Because you trusted the word of the one who spoke to you, right? The good news and on the truth of the one who spoke to you made all the difference. Now imagine that you said back to that soldier, you said, that's a very interesting theory. It sounds like it might be believable. I'm not really sure whether it is true or not. Gosh, I just wish that were true. What would that soldier say back to him? He would say, it is true. It is true. Don't you believe me? And there'd be nothing more that he could do for you until you made the decision to believe or not. Okay, with that kind of an allegory, we can understand faith, because we are like the distraught family member. Jesus Christ is sort of like the soldier who's been set free and he's coming back now to tell us the good news. His revelation to us, his word, is the good news. And faith is the decision to believe it or not. See, we're all going through this life kind of like blind people falling into pits. And before you ask who you trust to keep you from falling into one of life's many pitfalls, you first want to stop and ask, who do you believe? Faith is first an act of the intellect. It's first in God before it's in us. It's first a decision to believe the truth of what God has revealed. That's why, if you ever want to know how much faith you have, the very best way to answer it is to look at your life and ask, how much difference does it make in your life? Faith is something that you received in baptism. It was strengthened in confirmation. But it's something that we have to nourish and strengthen every day. It makes all the difference in our lives. But that act of faith is something that you have to strengthen and grow and cooperate with God in. Once upon a time, there was a prayer some of you might have learned when you were kids, it was called an act of faith. And it went something like this: "Oh my God, I firmly believe that you are one God in three divine persons. I believe that your divine Son became man, died for our sins, will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which your Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them and can neither deceive nor be deceived." You want to crawl out of a pit that you've fallen into. If you feel like you're down and can't get up, if you feel like you're crying out for help, one of the things that you want to do is turn to God and ask Him to strengthen your faith. It's a prayer that will be answered. A very small thing that makes a very big difference. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to strengthen, to nourish, and to increase our faith. St. John Chrysostom, pray for us.